Audiobooks.com presents Taking Charge of ADHD, The Complete Authoritative Guide for Parents by Russell A. Barkley, PhD. Read for you by Abby Craden. Taking Charge of ADHD offers several forms to help you work through the ideas and concepts presented in the book. As you listen to the audiobook, remember that you can download these aids anytime at getaudiophile.com/taking charge. That's getaudiophile.com/taking charge. Preface by author Russell A. Barkley, PhD. It is quite normal for children to be more active, more exuberant, less attentive, and more impulsive than adults. It is hardly surprising that children have more problems than adults in following through on directions and consistently finishing their work. So when parents complain that their child has difficulty paying attention, controlling his activity, or resisting impulses, others may be quick to dismiss these problems simply as normal behavior and to reassure parents that they are natural qualities of children and there is no need for alarm. If a child's behavior problems seem a little excessive even for a child, it is probably the case that he is simply a little immature and will likely outgrow these problems. Usually this is true, but there are times when it is not. In some cases, a child's attention span is so short, activity level so high, and impulse control so limited that her behavior in these areas is clearly extreme for her age. Most people have known such a child, one who is having trouble completing schoolwork, who may not be getting along well with the neighborhood children, whose inability to follow through and complete assigned chores without parental supervision is causing conflict at home. Behavior problems in these areas that have become so severe as to impair a child's adjustment are not likely to be outgrown, and they can hardly be considered normal. If you have such a child, it is not only misguided, but potentially harmful to your child's psychological and social well-being to downplay the problems, or simply to give your child time to mature a little more. Doing so could also cause future problems for you and other family members who must deal with this child every day. Children whose problems with attention, overactivity, and lack of inhibition reach a certain level have a developmental disability known as Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD. This book is about ADHD. It is intended for parents who are raising a child with ADHD and for others who wish to know more about the disorder and its management. The main goal is to empower parents to take charge of the care of these often demanding children in a way that ensures the health of the entire family, collectively and individually. Numerous books on this subject directed to parents have already been published. Most are pretty good, and there are a few I recommend to the families we see at our clinic. Why, then, did I want to write another? The answer is that the books available just don't go far enough in educating parents about what is currently known about ADHD and, more important, about what can be done to help those with the disorder. Most books for parents successfully convey what has been gained from years of clinical experience in treating children with ADHD and their families, but they fail to integrate the most current scientific breakthroughs. The growth in research on ADHD over the last 20 years alone, since the original edition of this book was published, has been nothing short of astounding. Yet in most other books on this subject, the conclusions and recommendations come only from the clinical experience of the author and have often been wrong. For instance, in the last 10 years, advances in the molecular genetics of ADHD have progressed at a rapid pace and continue to do so today. At least 7 genes for the disorder have been reliably identified, and researchers expect that a number of others will be found in the next few years. The entire human genome has been scanned for ADHD risk genes, and at least 25 to 40 locations appear to be relevant to the disorder. Brain imaging research has also shown us the regions implicated in ADHD, and even linked some of the activity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?